You're listening to the audio production of What's Next, The Journey to Know God, Find Freedom, Discover Purpose, and Make a Difference, by Chris Hodges, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Mark Smeeby. Introduction, before you begin. Getting lost in Italy sounds a lot more romantic than it actually is. I know this firsthand from when I took my wife Tammy on a much-anticipated, long-saved-up-for trip to the Buttigieg Peninsula to mark a milestone wedding anniversary. We had carefully planned our itinerary, flying into Rome and spending a few days there before heading to a small village in the beautiful region of Tuscany. From there, we would travel north to places we had always dreamed of seeing, Florence, Venice, and Lake Como. After spending a few amazing days in Rome, we understood why it is called the Eternal City. History saturates the ancient capital, and we marveled at iconic places such as the Colosseum, the Arch of Titus, the Roman Forum, and Palatine Hill, and other sites mentioned by Paul in Acts and Romans. Leaving Rome, we hired a driver to take us to the rural area in Tuscany, famous for its vineyards and olive groves, where we would be staying. Although we didn't have the specific address of our hotel, our driver, an older Italian gentleman with silver hair and a confident smile, assured us he knew how to get there. As we crawled through the urban sprawl of Rome, our driver deftly managed the Italian highway system. Tammy and I oohed and awed over the beautiful Italian countryside as we turned off the main highway onto a country road that took us into the hilly farmland. After an hour of driving, we saw fewer and fewer cars and more bicycles, horses, and sheep as the lush green hillsides displayed terraces of grape vineyards, fig trees, and olive groves. I asked our driver how much longer until we arrived at our destination, but he simply said, "Soon," and smiled back at us. About that time, I realized he wasn't using a GPS, as there wasn't any kind of electronic navigational tool on the car dash. I didn't see a smartphone anywhere near him either. Feeling a little concerned, I brought up our hotel's name on my own phone, only to discover I had no reception. We were deep in the Italian countryside, and with each passing kilometer, my confidence in our driver's knowledge of the area faded. After a few more minutes, we saw what appeared to be a village around the next curve. When our driver slowed and brought the car to a stop in front of an osteria, a quaint little rustic restaurant, Tammy and I breathed a sigh of relief and assumed we had reached our destination. But then the driver said, "Let me get my bearings before we continue on." While we waited and our driver studied a map so old it might have belonged to the Apostle Paul, Tammy discovered her phone had a signal and pulled up our location on a satellite map. We were nowhere close to where we wanted to go. When I tried to show our driver, he simply shook his head and said, "No worry, my friend. I know how to get there." He started driving again, but after a few minutes, it was clear that we were backtracking and returning the way we had come. Tammy's phone maintained its signal, and when we typed in the name of our hotel, the female voice of the GPS announced, "You have reached your destination." Looking around at more fields dotted with red poppies and tall cedar trees, we could only laugh. Once again, we were in the hands of our driver and his ability to navigate. "Let's go back to that last village," I said to the driver. "We can ask someone there how to get to our location." He nodded, but continued driving in the same direction. Annoyed that he apparently ignored my suggestion, I wasn't sure what else we could do but continue on and hope our driver eventually stumbled across our destination. Sensing my frustration, Tammy said, "When you were growing up, did your family ever get lost while taking a road trip? It seemed to happen every summer with my family. I remember how my mom would get so mad at Dad because he'd never stop to ask directions. He'd just study his little Rand McNally map some more and keep trying, usually until all of us were starving and so tired we couldn't keep our eyes open." I laughed. "Oh, yes, I remember those good old days. My daddy was the same way. You know how we are as guys," I said, nodding toward our friend in the driver's seat, "about not asking for help or admitting we can't figure something out on our own. Thank goodness for GPS." "If only we had GPS," Tammy said. The afternoon light was beginning to fade. We saw no other signs of life anywhere. Getting frustrated, I studied the map on my phone, annoyed the technology wasn't working like it should, and once again tried to talk to our driver. More and more, I felt like we were driving in circles, making the same 10-kilometer loop through the heart of Tuscany. We knew where we wanted to go. We thought we had the right directions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?